Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, do you sometimes feel like you need to be delivered from something? We often think of deliverance only in terms of having a demon or a devil, and there are a lot of people that truly do need to be delivered in that way, to be released from the control of the enemy from the inside. But you know, there's a lot of things that happen on the outside from which we also need deliverance. And the good news I have to bring you today is that we serve a deliverer, a savior, a king in Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to bring you some scriptures to encourage you today. I want to look first of all in the Psalms, and if you're particularly the New King James Version and also probably the King James Version, the word deliver is found many, many times in the Psalms. Well, the Psalms is a study in human weakness and the strength of God. So you're going to have a lot of cries for deliverance. And this is one of them. Psalm 6, 1. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. See, here he's saying, I've had all I can take. And Lord, because you're merciful, deliver me. Psalm 25:17 says, the troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Well, there's enemies everywhere. You may not personally have enemies, but if you serve Jesus Christ, you do have enemies that don't want to see you prosper and definitely don't want to see you call upon the name of the Lord. But here he says, consider me. My enemies are many. They hate me, but deliver me. And the Lord will do that. I tell you a problem that a lot of people have. I know this is certainly probably not you, but it may be somebody you know that's with tongue firmly in cheek, is that we want the Lord to deliver us from what is bothering us, but we don't want to give all of our circumstances to him. Maybe many that are not pleasing in his sight, maybe many that are not according to his will, but we want to be able to keep what we want to keep and yet let him allow him to get rid of those things that are bothering us, and it just does not work that way. If you truly want to be delivered from whether it be a terrible circumstance, an enemy, whatever the force is that's trying to come upon you and control you in a negative way, you have to be willing to relinquish everything before the Lord. Then his presence in your life will deliver you from those things that are not of him. But you have to be willing to lay it all out there. Not just the sins you're not enjoying, the sins you are enjoying. Well, did that hurt just a little bit? Psalm 31:15 says, my times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Let me read that in the New Living Translation. It says, my future is in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine on your servant and your unfailing love save me. He goes on to say, don't let me be disgraced, O Lord, for I call out to you for help. Are you calling out to the Lord for help? Are you calling out to him with your whole heart, that you really want him to take over your whole life? Well, if that's the case, then he will do it and he will deliver you. It may be not in the way that you had in mind, but you will be delivered from the torment. That's what I feel to say to you today. You will be delivered from that thing that is tormenting you. Psalm 69:17 says, do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. Is that the way you feel? That you're in trouble? The Lord will hear you and he will respond to the call of your heart. If you read on there, it says, "You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you." Listen to this. "Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness." I really believe that I'm talking to someone with a broken heart. Now, I know anytime you talk to a group of people, chances are there's somebody with a broken heart, but I'm talking to someone specifically that your heart has been broken because of deceit, is the word that's coming to my mind. Well, the Lord is the healer of broken hearts, and He'll deliver you from that situation, but you have to give Him everything. Psalm 71:2, "Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress." And God has given the commandment for you to be saved. He did that through Jesus Christ, that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, obviously, that's in terms of your eternal soul, but it's also a daily salvation in terms of deliverance from whatever you need. If you turn, I know this is sounding like a broken record, everything over to Him. Because if you choose to save anything or keep anything from Him and His control, then you're going to have everything, even those things that you don't want. Psalm 144:11. "Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood." Now, foreigners, things that have come into your life that have no place and no authority, because the authority in your life should be Jesus Christ. So anything that rises up against what the Word of God has said is a foreigner and needs to be vanquished from your life. And only Jesus Christ working through you can make that be a reality. Romans 7:23, a scripture that I've used often. And here we find the Apostle Paul is grappling with the enemy that is himself. You know, "I have seen the enemy and it's me." Those things that you don't want to do that you end up doing, the thoughts that come through your mind, the inner turmoil and torment. He says in verse 24 of Romans 7, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" Well, it doesn't stop there. He says in verse 25, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." In other words, I have been delivered from this because of Jesus Christ our Lord. And because of Him now, I can walk in the Spirit. I can live in the Spirit. I can do the things that I need to do. 2 Timothy 4:17, again the Apostle Paul speaking, says, "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen." I want to tell you something. If you have submitted your life to the Lord and you desire to do the work of His kingdom in your daily living, to speak what He would have you to speak, to do what He would have you to do, you can claim this for yourself. This 2 Timothy 4:18, you can say every day, "The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom." Why don't you write that down and make a practice of doing that every day, to let your own ears hear you say that you will be delivered from every evil work, and God will reign supreme in your life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Oh, let's pray about this. Father, I thank You that You are our deliverer. And Lord, You are our deliverer because You are our Savior and our Lord. Father, we don't hold anything back. We lay our lives before You. And we say, take what needs to be taken, leave what needs to be left. But Lord, just deliver us to do Your work, the work of Your kingdom. I thank You that You've already rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake through Jesus Christ, so that only Your word can be manifest in and through us. It is in that same precious name and in His authority and under His blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, there's an old song that says, "Hold on, I'm coming." And that's what the Lord is saying to you today. Hold on. How do you hold on? You believe that what He said is true. You believe His word. He's coming. and I'm praying for you.